This is Chris Corey. I am the chair of the National Finance Committee for the Pacifica National Board, and we are convening our first meeting of 2019. Mr. Secretary, could you take the roll?
Okay. Sharon, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Could you announce what station they're from, please, Secretary?
Oh, I didn't. Okay. Sharon Adams, KPFA. Nick Arena.
Here, WPSW.
Okay, yeah, let the people announce their own. Fred Blair.
Here, KPFK.
Chris Corey.
Here, KPFA.
Bill Crozier.
Here, KPFT.
Lyndon Foley.
Here, KPFT.
R. Paul Martin here, WBAI. Mansoor Sabah.
Mansoor Sabah Hazar from KPFK.
James Sagerton.
Here, WBAI.
Nancy Sorden. Okay, well, that's eight. So that's certainly a quorum.
Indeed. All right. So the first item up is the agenda approval. It should have nine items on it. R. Paul kindly added the setting the meeting dates for the year for item seven. Does everybody have that agenda? Does anybody
yes.
not have that agenda would be a better question. All right. Do you want me to read through it?
Well, who's making the motion that we adopt the agenda?
Bill, I move we adopt the agenda that was sent out about 30 minutes ago. And you want me to read it, or Chris can read it?
Whomever.
I'll read it. That's fine. I'll read it. So item one is approve agenda. Item two is minutes approval, 5 minutes. Item three is election of 2019 NFC officers, 10 minutes. Item four is report from the executive director. Item five is consideration of draft budgets, first from KPFA and then BAI if they're ready to do so. Six is the discussion of the NFC being hindered by lack of information from the PNB. Item seven is setting meeting dates for the year. Item eight is new business. And item nine is adjournment.
No later than 10:30 p.m. Eastern.
No later than 10:30. Thank you.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Just a minor thing for item six. Won't we just say discussion of the NFC being hindered by lack of information, and in other words, strike the words from the PNB.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, that's fine. Any objection to that? Hearing none, do we have any objection to the minutes as edited?
Hold on a second. The minutes?
Sorry, pardon me. I'm a little distracted here. Approval of the agenda as edited. Hearing none, the agenda is approved. So next up is minutes approval. That would be from the – was that April 10th? R. Paul, is that right? Is that the right date?
We got two of them. So 1 second, please. We have March 9th and April – March 12th and April 9th.
Okay. March 12th and April 9th. April 9th was very limited because we didn't reach quorum. And then there's the March 12th, which is more extensive. Let's see. Do I need to move to – I guess somebody needs to
– I move to approve the minutes of the March 12th, 2019 NFC meeting.
Anyone object to that motion? Hearing no objections, the March 12th, 2019 NFC minutes are approved. One more set of minutes, R. Paul? That'd be the April 9th.
Yeah, I move. One second here, so I write it down while I'm saying it.
Sure.
I move to approve the minutes of the April 9th, 2019 NFC meeting.
All right. So that's on the floor as a motion. Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing no objection, the minutes from April 9th, 2019 NFC meeting are approved. All right, the next item up is the election of the 2019 NFC officers. We would accept nominations for chair and secretary.
I'll nominate Chris for chair. I'll nominate you, Chris, for chair, Mansoor.
Thanks, Mansoor. I accept that nomination. Any other nominations for chair? Well, that's rather easy. So by acclamation, I will proudly serve as your NFC chair. Secretary, are there any nominations for secretary?
R. Paul for secretary, please, Mansoor.
Was nominated for secretary. Are there any other nominations for secretary? R. Paul, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do.
All right.
And he's done a fantastic job in the past.
He has. Yeah. And I'm really happy to have him in that role. I'm a lousy note taker, so I really appreciate all of his work. If there's nobody else who's going to run for that position, that takes care of our officers for the NFC. Let's see. Well, that was well under 10 minutes. Maxie, are you prepared to give us a report?
I am.
All right. Feel free to do so.
All right. Thank you. As a prelude, I gave a pretty exhaustive understanding of sort of the audit and financial picture in the last Pacifica National Board call. So if you want intimate details about that, I would certainly recommend that you either request the report I gave in written form from me directly, or I believe Bill Crozier may have received that and may be able to make it available as well for anyone who wants that. But I'm going to limit my report specifically to just an update on the national office, the interim CFO hire made by members of the PMB, and just read the press release relative to the interim CFO. Mr. Coffin, and there's a lot of background noise. You might want to mute whoever's in the background there. Thank you.
Well, maybe not.
Still getting it.
Someone doing dishes or something?
Okay.
There we go.
All right. So the Pacifica National Office lease termination was approved by the PMB last Thursday. The official lease termination date is August 13th, 2019. The 60-day notice to be provided by June 13th, 2019. A quick bit of sidebars to that. I will be submitting the notice of termination to the landlord prior to June 13th, but we still have to give the 60 days once the contract, the one-year period of the contract ends, and the one-year mark is June 13th. So that's why it extends out to August 13th in terms of the termination of the lease. Right now, we spend approximately $4,500 a month for a space that no one is occupying. That's the reason for the termination of the lease. The plan is to move into KPFA, the Berkeley Pacifica Station. I'm working out location within their structure with the general manager right now. There are several options. Some subterraneans are not as attractive. Some of the other ones require some build out, and so we're just looking at what we can do that'll be cost effective. So I'll give further updates on the development there as we move forward. You may be aware that I took a visit with NATA, the folks who do our business, our financial management and accounting services. We went there last month, boxed up well over, I think, 25 boxes of material, shipped it back to South Carolina. Most of that material, key financial employment documents that they need to do their continued work on our behalf. They also scanned a lot of material, and we discarded a significant amount of material that was no longer required to keep in the office per the dates that those documents were created. The savings per month by terminating the lease will be in upwards of $5,000 when you calculate all kinds of utilities and other expenses associated with space. We do have a lot of office equipment, furniture to remove, and I'll be working on that over the next 2 months. So that's the story with the P&O office for now, the lease termination and all those factors considered. In terms of the interim CFO, Tamara, T-A-M-R-A, Swiderski, was approved by the PNB last Thursday as well. Her official start date is June 1st, 2019. She will be a part-time employee of the foundation. She is also a part-time employee of NETA. The Pacifica National Board is responsible for conducting and concluding the search for the CFO. I don't know if they've decided on a timeline for that, but the my understanding, and I haven't seen the agreement to this date, but my understanding is that Tamara's agreement goes through the end of the fiscal year. I'm sorry, the end of the calendar year. But in a conversation with Grace yesterday during the audit committee call, it was made clear that if a CFO is hired in the next 90 days, we'll be able to come out of that duration and move towards the CFO, the permanent CFO. Tamara will complement presentations by George of NETA and Scott from Rogers & Company regarding the audit. During the audit committee calls, she'll also be able to provide the much desired and wanted financial information that you all seek beginning after May 30th, so beginning in the month of June, which against popular opinion is actually the date that NETA was giving us for quite a while now when they figured they would have reliable financial material and be able to give us reliable financial reports. That's important for me to note because it was revealed in the audit committee that despite the fact that we're going to delay some of the field work by a week or two, we're still on par, on our target, for them to have the field work done at the end of this month, excuse me, for the fiscal year 18 audit. And their process should wrap up in June, late June, in terms of the audit for fiscal year 18. Fiscal year 17 is coming to a close as we speak. And so once all that material is in, the field work for 18, the audit completed for 17, NETA and the person of Tamara Swiderski will be able to give us reliable financial information for all units moving forward. That's my report. I can read the press release if you'd like with Tamara, just so you have a little more background. I'll do that real quick. The Pacifica Foundation National Board of Directors approved the selection of Tamara Swiderski as Interim Chief Financial Officer for the Pacifica Foundation. Swiderski is a senior controller with the National Educational Telecommunications Association, NETA, where she has worked for 4 years, progressively taking on greater responsibilities. This is a quote from Anita Sims, NETA Executive Vice President and Director of the NETA Business Center. Quote, I know she will be an effective liaison among Pacifica's Board of Directors, the Executive Director, the Finance Staff, and NETA, as procedures and processes are put in place to assure a stable financial future for this historic radio organization. unquote. Swiderski's term as interim CFO will run through the end of 2019, as I mentioned earlier. So that's my report. If there's any questions, I'm certainly happy to answer.
I have a couple, but I'll belay my questions for anybody else who would like to have the floor. Anyone else? All right. So my two questions are, first of all, Maxie, do you have any sort of a firm idea of when we would receive the as now being completed fiscal 17 audit? That would be question one.
When this committee will receive it, or the board, I guess you're asking?
Yes, exactly. Either.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull up my notes from Thursday of last week. Want to ask you a second one while I look for it? I'll pull those up.
Sure.
And Chris, this is Nick Arena for the stack while he's doing that.
Okay. Just hold on a second, Nick.
Okay. Okay. So the goal, they're saying they hope to have trial balances to the auditors by May 20th for, you know what, I'm going to have to get back to you on that because in my report I don't have those dates that you've asked for broken down. I have more of a broader picture painted. I don't have specific dates per your request.
But the May 20th was trial balances for 18, or was that trial balances for 17?
I have it for 18, so that's why I said I need to.
That's what I thought.
I need to get
the. Okay. Second question I had for you. Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead and ask whatever you had of Maxie.
Manchu would like to be on stack.
Hold on. Before we start to answer, just remind me of the question you want answered exactly.
I'm curious as to when we will see the fiscal year 2017 audit. In other words, when we'll actually have some firm numbers in our hand that we can review.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Go ahead, Nick. I got
sure,
you.
Sure. Thanks, Chris. And thanks, Maxie, for being on the phone. Just two questions. One is... and it may be in your report that I haven't read, but one is when will the individual stations know what the amount of their obligations will be for the loan and the commencement of those payments, which I understand will begin after the beginning of fiscal year 2019, October 1st, 2019. So when will we know what those obligations will be, number one? And then my second question is, as NETA has been acting as business manager for several of the stations and Tamara has been acting in that, or should be acting in that role, what will happen as she takes on the interim CFO role regarding business manager support for the stations without a business manager, and who will those persons be, and when will they begin their work for us?
Yeah, great question. The best way to answer it is that the business management functions is really a group effort at NETA. So they have multiple people who are involved in not only looking at all the materials necessary for the audits and payroll and HR issues, but I believe her name is Tish. I forgot her last name at the moment, but Tish is doing a lot of the work, as is Tamara, around just making sure accounts payable and receivables are being taken care of and that the proper accounting is taking place in the current, if you will, with the stations. So it's a group affair is probably the best way to answer that. What happens is Anita Sims, the business manager, the director of the business center, if you will, she just basically adds more people as the responsibilities increase and as the tasks surface is the best way to articulate that. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that's helpful for that, and would Tamara be the point of contact then for that as we have questions? I'm assuming that the answer is yes. And then the other question is just around the loan payments and how and when we might know about how that's going to get distributed.
Yeah, another good question. And one I'm not sure I'm prepared to answer, and the reason why is so I'm going to give you a little bit of history here, and it'll have to play out, and hopefully you'll understand how this is going. Before the previous chair to the board, Nancy Sorden, was before the transition between her and Grace, Nancy and I had contacted public media company to inquire on various ways to address the loan. They gave us a document with four options. I then shared that material with Grace. Grace's perspective is that none of those options were worthwhile and gave her reasons for it. But more importantly, she and I have had subsequent conversations with a public media company to explore other options more relative to refinancing the loan. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn by saying these things, but the bottom line is it's hard for me to give you an answer because I don't know how we're going to address this, the loan moving forward. It's not quite clear as of the moment. But our conversations with public media company were quite fruitful. I think Grace has a lot of confidence in Mark Hand to help drive that cart, if you will. And so I would hesitate to give you a firm answer on that other than to say that that scenario needs to play out to see if, in fact, refinancing is an option and what that then means for each of the individual units in terms of paying their fair share. The second element is if none of that takes place, obviously NETA and I and I'm sure the chair will get together and we can process those numbers. I mean, we know the dollar amounts, so it's not like we can't divvy it up. I would imagine that can be produced at any point. I understand why you're asking because I'm sure you'd like to in the budgeting process, particularly for fiscal year 20, begin to put that in your numbers, your calculations. And so knowing that, I will at least provide, I'll work with NETA to, in the short term, provide you with an estimate that I would call a worst-case scenario, and that is that we deal with the loan head-on as it is currently, and then urge you to be patient and hope that we find some resolution to deal with this lump sum in a different manner than that. So that's my response. I hope that works for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough situation, and we understand that there are moving parts and different responsibilities around those moving parts, so it's hard to know just yet, but I would think, and this is a separate question for the Finance Committee, if we're trying to provide some sort of fiduciary advice and insights and then having the information before us as the Finance Committee could be helpful in the determination of what are the options and making a recommendation for what could be a good choice. Up and through right now, the information that we've received has been a bit disjointed and lacking of detail, and it's been very difficult, if yet impossible, for us to offer any advice as the Finance Committee on that point. So if we had some information, maybe would be useful in this endeavor.
Let me make sure I understand what you mean by useful information. Are you saying that you're not clear of the terms of the loan, or something else?
Yeah, not clear the terms of the loan and what the repayment schedule is, what the obligations are as they begin, what's the consequences of an event of default, what the opportunities and ideas around potentially refinancing those loans are with the existing lender. A lot of those details are just not have not been provided to us, and not as if we want to make the decision, because I don't think we have the power to, but there's many of us that have some background in this that might be able to offer some advice.
No, I think that's sound. I think for sure we should make this information available to you so that you can give us an informed thought on how to approach it. So I'm all for that. Let me ask Bill Crozier if he knows of any aspect of that agreement that makes sharing that information a problem. I can't imagine it would be, since you're officers of the foundation, but I could be wrong. Bill, any thoughts on that?
There are some provisions in there which I think were kind of vague about not publicizing all the details of the loan document. But I don't see there'd be any problem, you know, sharing it with the National Finance Committee, with the understanding that certain things might need to be not made public. My personal feeling is we probably kept too much confidential, because our members need to know, and certainly, you know, our budgets are public, and we need to, you know, make provisions for however we're going to handle the loan financially, and that needs to be public.
I won't address what should be public or not. I will just strictly stay on point with respect to what this committee should have. So what I'll do, I've got in my notes to work with Grace to determine. I'm like I said, I'm pretty confident we can share this information, but to make that information regarding the loan available, so that you'll at least understand the situation we're dealing with. But again, it's fluid because we're entertaining all kinds of options to address it. So, but I think it's wise to have the counsel of this committee inform how we proceed. So I welcome that. So thanks for offering.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, Mansoor, you had a question?
Yes, thank you. On the agenda, you said 10 minutes for this item, but since we flew by some of them, I think we can continue. Just an idea, not imposing. But Mr. Jackson's two things. Number one, I do have concerns about the loan, and I do have concerns about paying back the loan, and I do want the Finance Committee to be informed about all the options that we are dealing with. I wish not to be kept in the dark, especially with the four options that you said that the chair has rejected, if I'm stating that correctly. This is a huge concern. If I could speak for all of us, it's a huge concern for all of us. We got less than 2 years. We're going to have to pay back the interest at $25,000 a month. And we still got to pay the loan back.
Hey,
What is it?
Sorry, that This is Nancy. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. So the last point that I want to raise, and I wish to have a larger dialogue on this issue on the national board with the finance committee, is I do not wish to have the first option to refinance the loan. That's detrimental. Chris Corey has spoken about this, that we might have to pay a much larger interest on this. We all know when you don't have a good reputation, your interest rate goes up. So I wish to have a larger dialogue that we can settle this issue and we find a direction to pay it back or pay it down and have the information ready for all of us. Thank you.
Thanks, Spencer. I'll offer a quick response.
Nancy, I just wanted to say Nick patched me in. With Nancy, if I can't find the number, if R. Paul could send me the number, I will call in. But
I'm here
via Nick.
I'm going to send you the number right now, Nancy.
The email me.
Wait,
okay.
Hold on. We each have a separate number.
Maestro number.
There's a number to call. Then there's a number to. There's a code number. The code number is different for each person, so maybe Fred Blair.
Right. Right.
Yeah. This is Fred Blair. If everybody could hold off, I will send them.
All right, Fred. Fred, I was looking for the wrong from. I was looking for it from R. Paul. I can find it now. It was from you. I remember now. Thank you. You don't have to send it to me. I can find it.
Okay.
My apologies. Okay.
A quick response, if I may. Go ahead and do the last. I want to try and wrap this up fairly quickly. So, but go ahead.
Okay, sure. I'm not championing any direction in terms of handling this. I still think there's a lot of information to be gathered. Nancy probably could speak to it as well. But I'll just say briefly that the refinance scenario would not be built on how we are positioned financially at this moment. With the audits completed by the end of June, with our financial management systems being directed by NETA, there is an understanding that our case would be, our evaluation would be much different than what the terms were when we first got the loan in the first place. So I just want to put that out there just so that that's known. But that's it.
Bill? I was hoping to wrap it up by now. It's 10 minutes after 6 right now, but is it brief, what you have to ask?
Yes, it's mostly a request for Maxie to look for some information.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, and thanks, Maxie, for the report. When you talk to Nita, I guess one thing I think we should stress is not only do we need the FY17 audit, but the information we get from that, of course, will be over a year and a half old by the time we get it. And so we need current and the current income statement, especially, or they have to call it a statement of activities, and that's current as of, within a month or so, if possible. Cash flow projections for the rest of this fiscal year also, if possible. I think we can live without balance sheets maybe for a while. I realize that'll be in the audit. But it's really critical for planning what we're going to do about the loan as well as the budgets for the rest of this year, none of which have been approved yet, and as of course for next year. And we need both revenues and expenses. And I'll just say that I agree with Mansoor. I think we should be seeing what we can do to pay down the loan, and certainly we need to be making plans for how we're going to get the cash flow to pay the interest starting in October or November. And I think, frankly, it would give donors or potential donors so much more confidence and probably increase donations if we can show at least a small surplus this year. And plan on producing surpluses every year, even if we can't pay the whole thing back all at one time. It would show that we're on the road towards recovery. And if we try to just refinance the whole thing, and if we can't show that we're beginning to turn things around, it's going to be sending the wrong message to donors in particular and possible grantors also. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. I'll definitely check on those things for you, Bill.
Thank you.
Max, the one remaining comment I had was that I really would like to have our interim CFO at the next meeting. It's been a long while since we've had a CFO
report of any sort at this meeting. And I realize, though, that she'll only be, less than 2 weeks into the job at that point. Do you think that that is possible, will be possible on that date?
Yeah, it's very possible. I made it very clear to her that her voice is needed to be heard and highly requested, not only by this committee but others. And so she's on the notice. She's on notice that you want her to participate. And so she's already prepared to do whatever she can in terms of a report on the date of your next meeting. So if you want to give me the date, I'll share that with her right away.
Go ahead. If you're on the call for the balance, we're going to set meeting dates later tonight, but I believe it's going to be June 11th.
That's fine. I'll stay on, and I'll I share that information with her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'd like to close this out, unless there's something super urgent that somebody would like to ask. We're running a little bit over time. All right, that's great. So the next item up is consideration of the draft fiscal year 19 budgets. Originally I was slated to do KPFA, but we have our new treasurer who is seated at the LSU and is present at the meeting, and I would like her to give us the same presentation for this committee that she gave for the LSB, if she's available to do it. Can you do that, Sharon?
Hi, yes, Chris. I'm here. Hi, everyone. That was not my dog. But anyway, hi, everyone. Yes, this is my first NFC committee meeting. So I also was just had planned a vacation before I even knew the NFC committee meeting was happening tonight, and I actually just got back like an hour or so ago, so I really haven't had time to prepare, but I do want to say a couple things. Okay, we do have a business manager at KPFA, but there's been some issues with the software change. From MEMSIS, and there's just been a change in the software, so we haven't been able to get totally up-to-date numbers. But what has been happening is that KPFA has been paying all of its bills. All of its bills are being paid on time. KPFA has been paying its central service payments. Like I say, I've been away, but we're currently in a fund drive, so we're in fund drive mode now. Our general manager came to our LSB meeting and gave a report, and he talked about plans to raise additional funding for KPFA through grant writing and also through more direct outreach to donors. And I just want to state here, because there is a rumor swirling around apparently, that KPFA is not planning on taking corporate underwriting. That is not in the plans as our fundraising method. So we will not be doing that. I don't know, is there any other questions that people have maybe?
Sharon, I'm sure that if you have access to the preliminary budgets, if you have projected revenues, projected expenses, and a projected profit and loss, that would be super helpful for everybody to hear.
Okay, well, this is the thing. I have the document in front of me, but I really just opened it up literally minutes before I got on this call. So I can just read numbers, but I haven't really analyzed them in any way. Okay, the preliminary fiscal year 29 total revenue, okay, this is the number, is $3,613,165. I can say that again. I just rounded off, so it's $3,600,000 basically is the total projected revenue for fiscal year 2019. And then in terms of the total operating expenses, let me just make sure I'm looking at the right thing here. Yeah, no, total expenses, $3,502,000. $2,000 and then $76. So basically $3,500,000. So that's the total projected expenses. So for a net projected income of about $111,000. Is there anything else you wanted to that I maybe should mention, Chris?
Oh, I'm sure that if I open the floor up, at least one other member of the committee will have questions. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. But no, I just wanted the general numbers for the moment.
Okay.
Would someone like to get on the stack? Maxie to the stack.
Arpal.
Go ahead, man. Okay, I'll put you next, Arpal.
Actually, Arpal can go next. First. I'll yield since he has the focus.
Okay, Arpal.
Okay. Yes. Moving back and forth here. First, the KPFA is sending in the document I have is a PDF file, and what the NFC has been getting in years past is a spreadsheet with quite a number of tabs in it. With a PDF, we can't check anything. We can't look at the formulas. We can't copy numbers out easily to throw in another spreadsheet and look at things about them. So there is a problem with this particular format here, and I'm sure that KPFA does in fact have all of this in a great big spreadsheet, and that's what should be getting sent to the NFC here. In terms of total revenue and total expenses, could you tell me what lines those are on the budget?
Well, to address your first point, Arpal, and hello, I never have spoken with you before this moment. So we have a PDF file because I guess that's how it was sent to us. So I don't know about the Excel. I'll check.
If I can interject
yes.
For a second, sure. The 2018 budget was done in Excel format, so I'm 90% sure that Maria has that, but I, like Sharon, I never received a copy of that either. I did get the PDFs as well.
Yeah, I believe Maria Excel also. So, and then so now to answer the question, just looking at this PDF file, total revenue is a line 25, okay, and then total expenses is line 41T, and total revenue is line 25T. Line 25T is total revenue.
Revenue.
Yeah.
Right. And then the bottom line, net income, is line 43.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Or is it line 59?
I cannot. I. That involves that depreciation.
I can answer that one too. I remember this issue with Maria. She likes to back out the depreciation, which is not a kind of an approved practice at the NFC. So I think 43 is what you want, Arpal.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
Anyone else?
This is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, just to underline what Arpal was saying, we absolutely must have the spreadsheets, Excel format or open document format so that we can verify the formulas and so we can look at all the assumptions and the various worksheets and make sure that all numbers are reasonable.
I'm going to concur with that. I'm going to belay the I'm not going to put this one up for a vote tonight just because it would, I don't, it's not that I don't trust the PDF. It's that I don't feel comfortable accepting it without verifying it.
Message received. I will definitely check with Maria, and I will get that back to you.
Thanks a lot, Joan. I appreciate it. Any further questions?
Maxie, I could just ask.
Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, I believe it's Sharon, correct, who mentioned...
Yes, hi, Maxie.
Hey, Sharon. Mentioned that KPFA will not be doing any corporate underwriting per rumor. So I just want to address that real quick because I think it's important for there to be clarity on this issue. There has been no suggestion for any Pacifica unit to engage in corporate support. That's number one. However, there are multiple stations in our system that do a form of underwriting. They call it different things, but it is technically underwriting, and we can be deemed for it by the FCC because of language if it's not done properly. And it certainly doesn't comply with what folks say is the Pacifica way. But I've seen the document, and some of it's being done officially by the stations. Some of it's being done by individual programmers, and that's unofficial and very dangerous. So what has been proposed, and I do say proposed, to the Strategic Planning Committee and being discussed is a setting of a policy around underwriting so that we can define it in very clear terms. If stations want to engage, they will have a clear roadmap on what to do and how to do it. But in no form or fashion are we speaking of corporate underwriting. We're talking about underwriting with like-minded institutions, small businesses, and our communities, not corporations. So I want to be abundantly clear on that. And if you want more information about that, I can certainly share what has been proposed to the Strategic Planning Committee. But I just think it's important for us to discontinue the rhetoric or rumor that corporate underwriting is being favored or pushed on any aspect of the Pacifica Foundation. That's it.
Thanks, Maxie.
I really, really do appreciate that, Maxie. And I mean, I think it would be a wonderful and great thing to have an actual policy on what is underwriting. And if I could just be... to say, I also think it might be very, very helpful to have a policy, since we're on the Finance Committee, to discuss the use of the case of the Pacifica Airways to promote, perhaps you might call it, websites of that gather money outside of KPFA. Or, I mean, Pacifica. I think of KPFA, but outside of Pacifica as whole.
I agree completely. My argument has been we need policy, period. Whether stations engage or not is not my concern. It's we need to have policy on it so that if they choose to do it, they do it correctly, and we don't get violations.
I agree 100%.
Maxie, can you elaborate on what you mean by violations?
Yeah, there are very strict rules regarding non-commercial underwriting practice. The three rules that come to mind that are most important is that you cannot do a call to action, you cannot provide any qualitative statement, and you cannot give any price points. I have heard all of those given on multiple stations within our system. And that's why my fear is that we will be dinged for something that we technically aren't supposed to be doing in the first place. And it's happening through formal arrangements between stations and outside businesses, including large newspapers in urban centers that we facilitate, as well as by individuals who are working outside deals for their specific programs. So to me, policy is fundamental so that we can not only define how to do it properly, but reprimand those who do it without the proper procedure in terms of going through the station, which speaks to what Sharon was speaking, I think, in the latter part of her, her secondary statement. That's clear. Yes. Thank you. Uh-huh. All right. I don't think there's much more point at this juncture to reviewing, evaluating, and approving the KPFA budget. We'll defer it till the next meeting. But are there any final questions for Sharon? Hearing none. Is BAI perhaps prepared to present a draft fiscal 19 budget?
Okay. Yes, to some degree, with a qualification. We sent the draft FY19 budget to the committee, I believe it was last year, and if I can get to that, here I am. At that time, we went over it a little bit preliminarily last year. We were projecting basically a... Well, the bottom line was that we were going to have a end the year with a $254,000 deficit. Now, the general manager informed the local finance committee that we are going over that. And he says there were $64,000 in expenses he had not anticipated when he put this particular budget together. And so he it's going to basically give us a bottom line for FY19 of about $318,000, which is big and a little bit scary there. And so this is a problem. Now, the budget had also projected that WBAI would be pitching 143 days in FY19, and that we would raising $7,500 per day, and that the total tally would end up being a little over $1 million, $1,072,500. And at a 78.3% fulfillment rate, the general manager said listener support would come down to an actual of about $840,000. And so right now he's not changing the revenue part of that, the listener support part of that. But again, we have a significant rise in the expenses, and he was supposed to detail some of these expenses. He couldn't give us any details at the local finance committee meeting. He said he would put together a revised FY19 budget and get it to me, but he didn't, and he's on vacation now, so you know, maybe by the next time we will have a revised budget for that. There were also some things that looked like they were missing in the budget, and we have to discuss that with him. I will note that currently we're doing an on-air fundraiser, the spring fundraiser, and we have different numbers. What happens at BAI is the interim development director puts out a daily tally for everyone to look at, for people who have access to it to look at. And the general manager has his own separate tally. The general manager's tally is always higher than the interim development director's dailies. So, for instance, on May 8th, when we had an LSB meeting, the interim development director's tally came out to $7,078 a day, which is more than $400 short of every, you know, of what we're supposed to be doing, but the general manager said the actual daily tally was 8,100. So you can get a lot of variance in there, and I certainly look forward to NETA being able to maybe nail some of this down. But anyway, I think the bottom line here, I mean, also let me say the spreadsheet is posted to the NFC's mailing list website, and there are a great many tabs on this spreadsheet, so you could look through it all. I will remind everyone that this is confidential because it also has the payroll in there. So, you know, we have to keep these payrolls confidential from everybody. So there is that at this moment. And I'm not going to bring this up for a vote at all right now. And I think we need to work on what the extra expenses are going to look like and get more of an explanation of them from the general manager in a revised budget. And that, let me check my other note and see. That's about what I've got right now. Thank you.
Okay. Paul, do you suspect that that we'd be able to nail down some of these extra elements within the next 30 days, or is that pushing it?
I can't say what the general manager can do. From what he said to us, I'd have to say that that sounds realistic. That yeah, well, I would think that. Certainly by the by sometime in June, we would have this. Although, again, he was going to give it to me. We met on April 25th, I think it was. And, we met on April 25th, and he said he would get the revised budget to me. And we don't have it yet. So, you know, I'm... And he's on vacation. I think he's on vacation until the 27th of May. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I think it's 2 weeks. And he should be back by the 27th. So I can't promise anything, but it's possible. I mean, he may just have all of this information at his fingertips because he came up with a number somehow. So he must have the extra expenses written down somewhere. And so with that, I think he should be able to come up, you know, in the space of a week or so, he should be able to come up with a revised FY19 budget. Because if he gets back on the 27th and he takes a week, he should be able to get me a revised budget a week before what I think will be the next NFC meeting.
Okay, great. Thanks, Paul. Are there any additional questions from anybody? Maxie to the stack with a statement. Okay, go ahead, Maxie.
And this really pertains to all of the representatives of stations on the call, which is obviously all of you. I would say that within the last 3 or 4 months, the entirety of Pacifica became members of Greater Public. Term in terms of the last committee before the transition, Greater Public actually presented to different committees their services. I bring this up because what is abundantly clear is that Pacifica and the model we use for fundraising, on-air pledge drives and member drives, is completely antiquated, outdated, and by the number of days that we do pledge drives, I'm clearly inefficient and effective. I say all that to say that each one of you, through the general manager, has access to the resources that Greater Public provides. So if you want to know best practices around pledge drives, revenue generation, revenue systems throughout all of our stations, best practices and industry standards and ways to do revenue generation more efficiently and effectively, those tools are available to your stations now. And to you as board members, all you have to do is ask the general manager to sign you up. And you can access this reservoir of everything from scripts that can be used and customized for your pledge drives to understanding how to effectively administer a pledge drive, how to do major donor support, how to manage requests and all kinds of financial dealings. It's important that you all know that so that you're empowered to go to your GMs and make sure that they're taking advantage of this resource, but also that if you want to have access to it, that you can do the same. I just think it's important for you all to know that this resource, we're paying for it as members. It's an extremely valuable resource. Greater Public is the industry standard in terms of revenue generation in the non-commercial media field. And so I just want to make mention of that because it's a tool that all of you can use.
Thanks, Maxie.